Remember getting yelled at for reading comic books when you were supposed to be doing your homework? Maybe you grew up in the wrong era. In the past several years, more people have started taking comic books seriously. A new home video release looks at comic book art through the eyes of its creators. Critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Here is the wonderfully simple idea of a new video cassette called The Masters of Comic Book Art. Take 10 modern cartoonists and allow them to explain themselves while showing examples of their art. Director Ken Viola has rounded up artists such as Mad Magazine pioneer Harvey Kurtzman, Marvel Comics innovator Jack Kirby, and Art Spiegelman, creator of the comic strip novel Mouse. All of these and more spend an hour chatting about the place of the cartoonist in the worlds of both art and commerce. One problem presents itself immediately. Narrator Harlan Ellison, sprawled on a sofa, tucking his little expensive loafers under his considerable bulk, Ellison emits puffery and cliches. His presence is not only annoying, it's unnecessary. Viola's notion of letting the cartoonists explain themselves while flashing us bits of their comic books makes all of Ellison's time-consuming prattle irrelevant. Here, for example, is Art Spiegelman making a quietly impassioned speech about the potential of comic book art.
Since all we're really talking about is we're talking about words and pictures, they're plastered together somehow, a structure's made of those words and pictures, and that can contain a comics equivalent to Beethoven as well as a comics equivalent to Van Halen. It's open. All it really is a medium, and then it becomes as strong, as potent as the artists within it. And I'd like to see it move away from genre fiction. I'd like to see it move away from obsessive recapitulation of the same fantasies over and over again. So on the one hand, I'd like to see subject matter more reflective of what people's actual situations are. I'd like to see it grapple with more difficult moral and political issues. I'd like to see it deal with more personal issues throughout. And I'd like to see it develop aesthetically. I'd like to see people whose background isn't so solely drawn from comic books, that all that can be spit back is more comic books.
Ken Viola does a first-rate job of reproducing the art. The colors are bright and vivid. The details are sharply defined. The camera pans across whole pages of comic books, so we get a sense of the flow and energy of the best comic book art, as well as an eyeful of the gleefully exaggerated drawing. As with all artists, some are more articulate than others. People without a sense of comic book history, for example, might not realize from Harvey Kurtzman's halting, modest comments what a groundbreaking artist he really is. On the other hand, Frank Miller, the young artist who revitalized Batman for the 80s, is a real windbag. He's the sort of excellent artist who's ashamed to be working in pop culture and so ties himself in knots trying to justify his existence. Arriving at a time of increased serious interest in the validity of this medium, The Masters of Comic Book Art is a worthy and entertaining addition to scholarship in this field. If only someone had put one of those loafers in Harlan Ellison's mouth. Other new video cassette releases include Crocodile Dundee, one of those rare blockbuster comedies that's actually pretty funny, and Black Widow, a complicated black comedy directed by complicated Bob Rafelson and starring those complicated actresses Deborah Winger and Teresa Russell.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.